what a decision for them to have to make. However, I will say that I believe Cincinnati Zoo had a very well-trained team, and they are trained in this kind of decision-making process, but a very difficult decision for any zoo person to have to do that. We have to remember we've only seen a very small clip of what was in fact a 10-minute long scenario, and he's just so big and powerful that the potential for him to gravely injure or even kill a young child is really high. It's so hard. Children are inquisitive and curious, adventurous, all of that, and you literally have to take your eyes off them for a split second and they're into something. So it is very difficult to comment really either way. And of course, we don't actually know what happened beyond that first minute. I think it's really difficult to judge. I think the zoo team made the right call that they had to make at the time. And I think it's a really sad situation. And I'm just thankful that we're not sitting here talking about a dead child. What would have happened had he started to climb with the child and then he was a bit sleepy or sedated and then he dropped the child? He could have fallen asleep or collapsed on top of the child and suffocated the child. Darting, whilst it's always our first option, it isn't always the right answer.